Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindsets. Let's get into the podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, back with another episode of the Mindset Go podcast. This episode, we're going to talk about patience, and it's going to kind of go hand in hand with our last episode. Last episode, we talked about just giving it up already, things that are kind of holding us back, things that we're holding on to for no particular reason at all that's not helping us move forward or better ourselves. We're kind of just holding on to that dead weight. And this episode, we're going to talk about patience and just being willing to hold on to those things. I know it may sound a little contradicting, but not everything deserves us to just give up and kind of throw away. If you remember in the last episode, and before I get started, if you haven't heard the previous episode, please go listen to that, pass it on to somebody else, and then dive off into this one. But the last episode, we talked about we asked the question, is it helping me or is it hindering me? And the things that are hindering us, holding us back, those are the things that, I wanted us to kind of get, I wouldn't say get in the habit, but take that step, that uncomfortable step. Sorry, I can't talk today. That uncomfortable step in letting that go, whether it be a job, friends, a particular degree you're pursuing, relationships, whatever the case may be. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about patience. And, a lot of us don't have patience, especially let's use gardening for an example. Gardening takes patience. If you're changing yourself, whether it be with fitness or studies or whatever the case may be, it takes patience. It's not going to happen overnight. You plant that seed in a garden, you're not going to come out and have an orange tree or whatever the case may be the next day. It takes a while. It's going to take some care, some maintenance, and same with your fitness. I know I kind of use that a lot, but fitness takes patience. If you're trying to lose weight and things like that, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be two or three sessions in the gym and you're going to have what you're wanting or what you're looking for. And, a lot of times people give up before they actually give it time, whether it be a relationship, your schooling, students in school, your fitness journey. Even entrepreneurs, a lot of entrepreneurs will try to start their business and give up within that first year. And typically, being an entrepreneur, the first year of your entrepreneurship, you're not really going to make money. And that's what I think a lot of people kind of get confused or get discouraged. They see that they're not making money. And that's going to be the case. You're going to have so many expenses, startup expenses, that are going to outweigh your income, especially, like I said, within the first year. But people don't take the time or have the patience to continue, to keep giving it their effort. And again, like in the last episode, I did say give up on things or let things go that are hindering you. Now, if you've been an entrepreneur for 15 years and you ain't made money in 15 years, then, it's kind of, it may be time to try something else. But in that same breath, I want you to have patience. If you're just starting out, you're trying, you're in your first two or three years, give it that time. Have the patience and keep putting in that effort, and it will lead to something. I ask myself a lot of times, why do I get impatient with what I want in life. And I think a lot of us kind of go down that same road. When it's something we want, we don't actually give it the patience that it deserves, whether it be, again, a relationship or your entrepreneurship or your studies or your fitness journey or your children or whatever the case may be. You know, we'll show patience at work or with other people, but when it comes to our things, we don't show that same patience. We don't have that same patience. And a lot of it is because so many of us, especially with today's age where everything is more so right now, instant, you know, you have instant deposits with your accounts or whatever the case may be. Everything now is kind of now, right this second. And social media harps on that and it I guess blows that up to another level where a lot of people are comparing themselves to others. You know, it may be somebody you went to school with or just somebody your same age or even somebody that's younger than you. And you just compare yourself to them. You know, they got this, that, and the other. But you don't look at their journey. You don't know their journey. You don't really know their story. Some people are more fortunate than others. Some people start out with more funds, more means, more access to certain things, which is why they may reach their goal a little further than you. But I want to encourage you, the only person that you need to be comparing yourself with or the only person you need to be competing with is yourself. Are you further along than you were yesterday? Are you better than you were a year ago? Are you making, or let's use entrepreneurship as an example, are you losing less money than you did last year? You know, that's a step in the right direction. So again, I just encourage you to have patience with what you want in life and not just with things around you and not just be impatient altogether. Like I said earlier, nothing comes overnight. Great things take time, trial and effort, and even failing sometimes. But you just got to exercise patience with yourself and have that patience to continue to grind it out and go through the everyday steps, the motions, and just keep putting your best foot forward. And patience isn't something that I've always had. It's something that I've definitely had to work on, especially as an adult. And things that I've learned on my, patience journey, if you will, is patience is a skill. It's not something that you're simply born with. Granted, you know, some people are born a little more impatient than others. I think I'm in that category, and some are born a little more patient than others. But either way it goes, patience is a skill, something that you can work on constantly to get better at, just like running is a skill or dribbling a basketball is a skill. You can work on it and you can improve on it. It's not just something to be written off as, you know, that's just who I am. I'm just impatient. And no, that's not the case. You may be impatient, too impatient to be patient, if that makes sense. But you're not just impatient. That's not who you are. It's something that you can develop and it's something that you can grow. It's something you can get better at. Again, it's something that's going to take time. Effort, it's going to take failing a couple times, but it is something that you can get better at doing and or better at exercising, better at practicing. Patience is something that can grow, and I think a lot of us kind of take the easy route as far as saying, you know, that's just who I am, and don't really put in the effort, which is why a lot of us are impatient when it comes to things that we want to do. Another thing that I've learned is that nobody makes us impatient. I often would find myself saying, I lost my patience because they weren't listening, or I lost my patience because they were taking too long or talking too much or whatever the case may be. And I mean, yeah, we do encounter frustrating moments with and frustrating people every day with our everyday lives, but only we can control how we respond. And if we respond in a impatient way, somebody, I don't know, they're not taking your order at McDonald's or messing up your order or whatever the case may be, how we respond is on us. It's not that person that made us impatient. It's us. We make ourselves impatient just by not exercising patience and just, blowing up. I know I've kind of blown up a few times on somebody, especially when they mess up my order. Like, that is the worst. I'm not gonna go down that path. But anyways, how I responded is on me. That didn't have anything to do with that person. I mean, yeah, they weren't doing their job correctly, but everybody makes mistakes. If somebody didn't exercise patience with me all the time, it could be bad because I was gonna say, because you lose your patience with me, I'm gonna lose my patience with you, and then we're gonna go back and forth. But no, that's not the case. But anyways, I don't wanna digress. But yeah, how nobody makes us impatient but ourselves. So if we respond in impatient ways, it's on us. We can control how we respond and how we react to things. And lastly, one of the big things that I've learned is that patience isn't about bottling up your emotions. It's not simply saying, I'm gonna suck it up and fake a smile, just to get through the day. But instead, it's more so actually becoming aware of your emotions and handling it in a more healthy way. Take traffic or learning new things on your job or relationships or whatever. You're in traffic and you get angry because the car is not moving. You may be late to something or whatever. You being angry about it isn't gonna help the situation. But I'm not saying hold on to that anger. I'm more or less saying embrace that time that you wouldn't normally have on your path to work or your route to work, and take that time to listen to the Mindset Go podcast with Brandon Yarbrough, or whatever music or new album that's out, whatever the case may be. If you're learning new stuff, you're gonna make mistakes. Realize that. And don't get discouraged. Don't let doubt really take hold or take over you. It's something new. It's something you've never done. And a lot of times, the best way to learn something new is by making mistakes. Same with relationships. I mean, there's gonna be some good days and bad days, but don't let your emotions ruin a day just by bottling it up and exploding on something small later. Realize and recognize those emotions and communicate those, not just with your partner, but from your partner. Be open to listen to them, why they're angry or why they feel the way that they do, as opposed to just saying, okay, whatever, and shutting down. Be patient with each other, be patient with, you're learning new stuff with your just everything that you encounter in your everyday lives. Don't bottle it up. Don't blame it on somebody else, and practice it. Do little things that you know are going to be tedious just so that you can practice your patience and develop it so that you can handle certain situations better. But yeah, if it's something that's helping you, it's not hindering you, then it deserves your patience. Back to our other episode. If it's hindering you, then it doesn't deserve your patience. So keep that in mind when you're trying to figure out if you should give something up or be patient with it and let it mold and take time. If it's hindering you, give it up, throw it away. If it's helping you, be patient with it, take time with it, and let it grow and fester inside you and grow to something that's beautiful, and more productive, whatever the case may be. And again, I'll leave you how I always leave. If you found this in the slightest bit helpful, you think it may help somebody else, whatever the case may be, please like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. If you have any questions, comments, please hit me up at msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. And I look forward to you guys tuning in to the next episode. It's going to be volume two of Conversations with the Peers. So be sure to check it out. All right, you guys have a blessed one.